Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. With the Lord's help, we're going to continue on a message I've entitled Understanding God's Loving Kindness. And I took that literally from Scripture, the last verse of Psalm 107 that we've been looking at the last several days, verse 43, which says, "Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord." If you want to appreciate and understand how much God loves you, cares for you, protects you, provides for you, then if you will do the things that this psalm makes reference to, and if you're wise, then you will understand how wonderful God has been to you. Many times, you know, beloved, in our lives, we just go on in life and we don't realize the things that God has prevented or kept us, the dangers He's kept us from, the things that would have been extremely dangerous for us physically. Maybe even He spared our lives, and we may not even have known it. Well, I just had to pause the recording for a moment because the Lord brought to mind an insert that I had shared with UCM partners. For those of you on the mailing list, or if you're not on the mailing list, the purpose of the correspondence ministry is to really inspire and encourage the hearts of God's people. And always with my letters, I like to include something that might be humorous or informational or encouraging or something that will just be a blessing. And this particular article, as I was speaking, it made me think of this insert that I did. In fact, if you'd like a copy, just request it. When I finish with the broadcast, the announcer will give our contact information. It's entitled Questions for God. And this is a pretty good example of how much God does for us, and we're not even aware of how He is protecting us and looking out for us. And this is a conversation between me and God, okay? Me. God, can I ask you a question? God, sure. Me, promise you won't get mad? God, I promise. Me, why did you let so much stuff happen to me today? God, what do you mean? Me, well, I woke up late. God, yes. Me, my car took forever to start. God, okay. Me, at lunch they made my sandwich wrong and I had to wait. God, Me, on the way home my phone went dead just as I picked up the call. God, all right. Me, and on top of it all, when I just wanted to soak my feet in my new foot massager, it wouldn't work. Nothing went right today. Why did you do that? God, let me see. The angel of death was at your bed this morning, and I had to send one of the other angels to battle him for your life. I let you sleep through that. Me, humbled. Oh. God, I didn't let your car start because there was a drunk driver on your route that would have hit you if you were on the road. Me, ashamed. God, the first person who made your sandwich today was sick, and I didn't want you to catch what they have. I knew you couldn't afford to miss work. Me, embarrassed. God, your phone went dead because the person that was calling was going to give false witness about what you said on that call. I didn't even let you talk with them so you would be covered. Me, softly. I see, God. God, oh, and that foot massager had a shortage that was going to throw out all the power in your house tonight. I didn't think you wanted to be in the dark. Me, I'm sorry, God. God, don't be sorry. Just learn to trust me in all things, the good and the bad. Me, I will trust you, God, and don't doubt that my plan for your day is always better than your plan. Me, I won't, God, and just let me tell you, thank you for everything today. God, you're welcome, child. It was just another day being your God. I love looking after my children. If you'd like a copy, Questions for God, just request it. Anyway, back to Psalm 107. As I was sharing in this ministry this week on this psalm, that we were looking at the various aspects of redemption, reflections or meditations on how God redeems our spirit, our heart, our soul, our mind, the storms of life, the dangers of the good times, if you will, not only the difficult times, but how he protects us in the good times, the dangers of prosperity and self-reliance. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. We had been speaking yesterday on the redemption of our soul, and I don't think I read the actual verses that pertain to that, and I'd like to share verses 10 through 16. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and condemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Beloved, many times the afflictions we go through are the result of our own doing, because we probably wouldn't couch it in those terms, but we're actually rebelling against God when we want to do things our way. And because of the things we desire, the things of the flesh nature, the carnal man, the things of our soul nature, Paul was said he knew that in his flesh no good thing dwelt. But it was the sin principle, because we were born in sin. But thank God, beloved, God has redeemed us, not just our spirit man, not just if we would die at this moment, go to be with him in heaven, but also our soul. He has created us in his image, that every aspect of our being would be, that we would prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. And so, beloved, he redeems us from, as if we are captives or prisoners in the realm of our soul and our emotion, he sets us free. And now let's move on now quickly to the redemption of our mind, our thought processes. And let me share with you now verses 17 through 22. Fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Beloved, many times the choices we make cause us to go through the trials that we go through. It goes on in verse 18, their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. This talks about physical and mental dis-ease, if you will, sickness. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Remember that, their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Four times throughout that psalm, this refrain is repeated. Verse 22, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Beloved, God wants us to understand that many times, if we're not heeding and obeying the will and way of the Lord, we bring trouble on ourselves. Listen to this. This is Proverbs I'm sharing with you, and you might want to write this down. It's such a good verse. Proverbs 19, verse 3. The foolishness of man perverted his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. Can I put that in modern colloquial English, if you will? It's our own stupidity. Dummy, it's the choices you've made that have messed up your life, that perverts your way. And what do the foolish do? Then they fret against the Lord. Lord, why have you let this happen? They blame the Lord. They rage against the Lord when it is their own wrong choices. The foolishness of a man perverteth his way. And it's our own choices that we make, beloved. And so we have to understand that God wants us to redeem our minds. That's why the scriptures tell us, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Beloved, we are changed from glory to glory. Our minds need to be transformed. Only if we will read and study scripture, if we will understand his ways, that we will know that he has good things planned for us. He does not willingly, Jeremiah said, afflict the sons of men. He will allow, because of the choices we make, the wrong decisions we make, to suffer the consequences so that we will cry unto the Lord, so he can deliver us from our distresses. So, beloved, whether it's afflictions of our spirit, whether our soul is cast down because of sometimes the things we have done, beloved, God has so much more for us. He loves you. He wants to redeem you. And I still have much more to share. I want to talk about the storms of life on tomorrow's broadcast, as well as the dangers of comfort and blessing and the security of prosperity and self-reliance. Both of those are dangers, and we need God's intervention and help. But in the just a seconds that I have, Lord, I'm asking you to help those that are in a prison of the soul right now, whose emotions are a stormy sea, Father, of distress and upset. Comfort them, calm them, deliver them out of their distresses, Father. Show them the way in which they're to walk. Put them on a right path, Lord. You said you would do that. You would lead us in a plain path because of our enemies, because of the adversary of our soul. Father, I just pray this for those who are struggling right now, and I believe you, Lord, to lift them up to higher ground, to take them up out of that miry pit in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you for it. Beloved, I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. With the Lord's help, we'll conclude this message tomorrow. And I invite you to write, share your needs. And I know that God will give you something that will bless and encourage your heart. Oh, and if you want that Questions for God, just request it. The announcer will give our contact information. Till then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,